Now let us wait a minute and see what is the meaning of the transcendental and what is the meaning of the universal, and how are the two different from the word individual. One of the best ways of understanding the transcendental is to understand the concept of essence. One of the examples given to understand the word essence is gold is the same in this ornament or that ornament. The two ornaments differ from each other not in the goldness but in the form of the ornaments. So there is a distinction between the essence of the ornament and the form of the ornament. Even if the ornaments, the forms are broken, the gold remains. Just as again, a pot may be broken, a form may be broken, but the clay remains. So the transcendental is that which is essence, which always remains what it is, which may take many forms, but which is not dependent upon the forms. Now, if you examine the question of forms, you will find that forms are spread out. All forms have some kind of special extension. They are spread out. The pot has a certain size, certain shape. It is spread out. And the highest spacing out, highest spread out, is the entire space. The whole of space, the whole of time. The totality of space and time is what is called universal. So, the transcendental is the essence. And the universal is the totality of space and time. Any particular form in space and time is called a particular, any particular formation. Like golden ornaments, all of them are particulars. But apart from these particulars, there is a special kind of formation. Ornaments and other things like the pots and so on are one kind of formations. But there is a very special kind of formation, which you do not call particular, but which you call individual. Now, the speciality of the individual formation is that it is of the nature of centration. There is a difference between particularization and centration. You take any particular form, each particular form excludes the other form. Every particular form has a certain limit, boundary. But centration is a center whose circumference is everywhere. It's a center whose circumference is everywhere. In other words, whose circumference can shift, is not specially exclusive. It is a center of a very special nature. It is a center in which the transcendental is fully present. And whose boundaries are so flexible that they can go on expanding and they can include the whole of the universe. So every individual has this great capacity to become universal. In fact, one of the great messages of the highest wisdom is, be wide, be universal. Now you can be universal only if you are capable of universality. And this would mean that whatever limitations you have are flexible. This is not true of the particulars. Of each particular object there is a limitation, and the moment you expand it, that form breaks down. It no more remains. In the case of the individual, it doesn't happen. You expand, you become as wide as the whole universe, and yet you remain a center. So in the individual, there is a centration, and there is a circumference, which is so flexible, it can become as wide as the universe. So this individual is a very special kind of formation of the transcendent himself. You might see the special power of the supreme, of the transcendental. In which the whole of the supreme is present, in a center. And because of that reason, why it is a center, it is also as supreme as the supreme, and can become as wide as universal, and yet can remain the center. It's a very special kind of a centration. Such is the true nature of the individual. Now you will see from the nature of these three terms that I've used, the transcendental, the universal, and the individual. You can see that the transcendental by its nature can never become bound. All bondage arises out of ignorance. When I say I am bound, that means that I am centered round a small form. Small particular. That is the meaning of bondage. When I say I am bound, means I feel that I am circumscribed in a particular boundary and I can't break it. And this happens only because of the basic ignorance. As I told you, the individual is actually capable of expanding the boundaries so as to become universal. It is only because it is ignorant that it feels that it is bound and circumscribed by a particular form. So all bondage is basically a result of ignorance. But that which is by very nature transcendental, which can never be capable, I mean which is never in the clutches of any limitations whatsoever, that is the very nature of transcendental. Transcendental is that which transcends, whose very nature is always which transcends every limitation. transcendental is also transcendental of the universal, not only of the particular individual. Transcendental is also that which is above the universal, it is more than the universal. The totality of space and time is a mere expression of that essence, which can't be seen as a space and time thing at all. It's not an object of space and time. So that which is essence, transcendental, is incapable of ignorance and therefore incapable of bondage. In the universal also, universal is always wide and spread out. Now that which is wide and spread out, limitation cannot come in. Its very nature is universal. If therefore some limitation has to come about, if there is to be a movement of ignorance, it can come about, not necessarily, but if it has to come about, it can come about only in this peculiar phenomenon of the centration. The centration whose circumference is nowhere or everywhere. It is only in respect of this that the phenomenon of ignorance can arise. And that which can happen only in a certain state, at a certain condition. As long as the center is aware of the transcendental and aware of the universal, this ignorance cannot operate. So there has to be some development in which a distance is to be sought from the transcendental and the universal. If there is no distance between the centration and the transcendental and the universal, then this phenomenon of ignorance cannot come about. Now, having laid out this particular background, now we can see more clearly with a focus as to how the individual really gets into a state of bondage. We shall now trace out little by little this process. In the beginning, the centration is aware that it is the center of the transcendental. There is no ignorance. It is already as wide as the universal. So in the original state, the individual is not bound. But the universal is manifesting so many particulars. Particulars are only formations, temporary formations. And the individual, or the individuals, each one of us is a one center, so you might say multiplicity of centers, in the beginning observe the transcendental on the one hand, observe the universal on the other, and observe multiplicity of currents of particulars which are flowing in the universal. This is called the enjoyment of the individual in the condition of freedom. It enjoys the universal, it enjoys the transcendental, it enjoys the multiplicity of all the centers, it enjoys the play with so many particulars of the universal. So in the highest condition, this individual is free. The individual is one with the Supreme. He is aware of its oneness with the Supreme. He is aware of its universality. And it is capable of playing numerous games with the particulars of the universe freely, without any kind of prohibition of any kind. You might say infinite kinds of plays. This is the original condition of each one of us. This is called the supramental status of the free individual in the beginning. Supramental means the highest universal. That's another word for universal. The highest universal consciousness is the supramental consciousness. Now the moment we say that there is a play, then there is a very special kind of play of which we should become aware. There is a play of the individual with the universal. There is a play of the individual with the transcendental. There is a play of the individual with the particulars. This is the complexity of the play. This is the vision that we have of the eternal dance of Sri Krishna. Sri Krishna is the transcendental. All the gopis are the individual centrations. And the field in which the dance takes place is universal. And all the rhythms of the dance are the particulars. This is the state of our original condition. Each one of us actually is a member of that kingdom. You might say that each one of us had at one time this particular state. From where we are now today, so we have come a long distance from that state. But this is our original condition.